Hospital workers demonstrating in Paris last week to demand better pay and conditions, the latest in a series of protests by public sector workers in France. Now trade unions want to increase pressure on the French government. They've called for a nationwide strike to demand higher salaries and an end to the government's pension reform plans. This railway union representative says people are fed up and inflation's making things worse.
We are in a tense social situation. Workers are angry about the costs going up. They see big companies making record profits but refusing to raise salaries. So going into the streets feels like the only way to try and force them to increase our pay.
The French government says it's doing all that it can to shield people from inflation. It's capped energy bills for consumers, offered financial help to poorer households, and is considering a pay rise for teachers. But it is standing firm on its controversial pension reform plans.
To get out of a system in which the same job doesn't guarantee the same pension, I say yes, we will all have to work a bit longer.
French President Emmanuel Macron has been promising to overhaul France's complex pension system ever since his first term in office. He says it needs to be streamlined to be made fairer. He also wants to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 or 65.
Macron's past attempts to change the retirement age and pension scheme were met with large protests from people who said he was eroding their social rights.
It's a real worry for him. Today, in this climate of anxiety, inflation and high energy prices, opinion polls show that French people are against the pension reform being forced through so quickly. So this could be the start of a protest movement like the one we saw in Macron's first term with the yellow vests.
The pandemic and war in Ukraine knocked Macron's reformist agenda off track. He wants to revive it and fulfill his campaign promise. But forging ahead with his ambitions is unlikely to be easy at a time when people are struggling financially and the economic outlook is so bleak. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Paris.